Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Wednesday, April 17th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Soybeans were under pressure for much of the day yesterday due to headwinds from a stronger dollar and uncertainty over future Chinese demand. The dollar traded to a new six-month high yesterday after Jerome Powell, who heads the Federal Reserve, said the group was in no hurry to cut interest rates. While this was not a significant change from what he has said in the recent past, the string of hotter-than-expected inflation print seems to have traders finally convinced a June cut is unlikely. The strength in the dollar has helped to incentivize farmer selling in South America, with Brazilian farmers seeing a rally in the cash price that they receive, even with a drop in futures, thanks to conversion rates and a firmer basis. For many analysts, the dollar strength is just another sign that we are going to struggle to meet export commitments, especially in beans, where we have nearly 6 million metric tons left to sell for the year and are still over 50 cents a bushel more expensive than Brazilian supplies. Corn sales in Brazil have picked up recently as well, with the last week of the largest weeks of sales seen in many months. Many farmers in the country are waiting to get a better feel for how their second corn crop will fare before getting too aggressive, but most are confident they will produce a decent crop. In Argentina, it is not necessarily weather that is causing issues, though too much rain as they work to harvest soybeans is less than ideal. Disease issues have been seen in the country's corn crop, with thoughts that we could see production fall below 50 million metric tons total. A drop in production in South Africa due to drought will likely turn the country into a small importer after a short stint as an exporter the last couple of years. And farmers in the U.S. are looking at a planting window that appears to be opening next week for some. The Climate Prediction Center has eastern parts of the country drying up a bit but staying cool through the end of next week, while a warm-up and slightly above normal precipitation is expected in the western belt from April 22nd through the 26th. Conditions are expected to warm but turn more active in the 8 to 14-day window, with warmer than normal temperatures expected to remain in place well beyond the next couple of weeks and out into summer. Focusing on Ukraine now, farmers there will likely plant less grain in the 2024-25 marketing year due to a lack of profitability, according to a report from USDA's Foreign Ag Service. Wheat area will fall by 5% to 4.8 million hectares. Corn hectares will decrease 8% to 3.7 million, and barley area is forecast at 1.9 million hectares. That's down 10% year over year, according to the agency. Corn production in Ukraine has remained unprofitable since a Russian invasion, and this is expected to translate into decreased grain areas for the 2024-25 marketing year, according to USDA. Total grain output will fall by 6%. Yields are expected to top the five-year average, but will be down year over year after hitting a record in the 2023-24 marketing year. Wheat production will fall 9% to 21.1 million metric tons. Corn output will drop 6% to 26.6 million tons, and barley areas will be little changed at 6.6 million tons, according to the agency. Exports are also forecast to decline. Wheat shipments are expected to be down 27% to 12.8 million metric tons. Corn exports will drop 9% to 22.3 million tons, and barley cargoes are projected at 2.9 million tons, down 3%. In weather notes now, thunderstorms are possible in much of central Iowa today and tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. Rain showers are expected, and some storms in southern Iowa may bring gusty winds and small hail, though the chances of severe weather are low, according to the National Weather Service. In northern Illinois and Indiana, in the meantime, some thunderstorms are possible, along with limited tornado risk, according to the agency. Strong storms are also forecast for southern Oklahoma starting tomorrow afternoon and lasting into the evening. Isolated non-severe thunderstorms will be possible over the rest of Oklahoma and northern Texas this Friday and Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. As for the livestock side of things, cattle futures continued higher yesterday and further short covering and renewed buying interest. Hog futures could not hold the strong gains seen during the day, posting only slight gains into the close. And with packers having purchased some cattle for deferred delivery last week, it is anticipated that cash may again be lower this week. On the boards right now, soybeans are posting some mixed action. We have the corn holding steady to a little bit higher here this morning. And as far as the wheat goes, the complex is mixed so far here today. And as mentioned, live cattle and hogs both closed higher yesterday. So as we take a look at the overall picture here this morning, corn, soybeans, soybean meal, soybean oil, and the wheat contracts are all trading higher. Live cattle and lean hog contracts are also trading higher. Crude oil trading lower. The gold front month is trading lower. Silver is trading higher. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is trading higher. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Wednesday, April 17th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in a Three Big Things article on agriculture.com.